Johnny and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And, of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine-in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Tampa Bay. Brian Cash Claus is actually not in the studio today. So we're in the studio with myself, Tammy, and Norman from Boost. And we also have Tracy joining us, and she makes delicious cakes and treats, and it's called Tracy's Tasties. Yeah. Yeah, so why don't you tell us a little bit how you got into it?
Well, I've been doing cakes for about 16 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a long time.
I started when I was 15.
That's awesome.
Yep, and I started at a bakery, and then they had me train decorating, so I've been doing it for a very long time.
Right. Well, it's such a small world. Actually, how I linked up with her today is I went to a networking group this morning, and I was looking. I was like, oh, my gosh, she looks really familiar. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the cakes, because I just recently, like a couple weeks ago, started following her on Instagram because she's a mutual friend of a friend. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, seriously, your cakes look like they should be in a magazine. Like, they are gorgeous. And also, I was at an event, and we tried some of your cake. Oh, my gosh. It is so good. So not only is it beautiful to look at, it is also very tasty.
And what's the website?
It's Tracy's Tasties, and that's two S's at the end.
So spell it out for us. I'm a
yes.
Little
Yes.
It's TRACEYSTASTIESS.
Oh, ESS. Oh, that's cool.
So it's a website, Facebook, and Instagram.
Right. Now, it's Tracy's Tasties on Instagram and Facebook as well?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you guys can look it up on Facebook and Instagram, and you guys got to go to the Instagram and look at her pictures, because really, she is very talented.
I have had one of my cakes in a magazine.
Oh, really? Yes. That does not surprise me. Yep. That is awesome.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, you basically do, like, not really catering. You wouldn't call it catering, right?
I guess some people do call it catering because I do deliver all my cakes.
Okay.
And, that's,
Do you other things besides cakes? Like, do you all desserts and, like, cupcakes and things like that?
Cupcakes, cake pops.
Oh, cake
dessert
pops.
Cakes. I have some of my cakes sell at Ozona Blue.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Palm Harbor.
Ozona Blue's real good.
Yep, so if you have your dinner and you want dessert, it's mine.
Oh, that's awesome. So how about some of your flavors?
Flavors. My basic flavors, which taste really good, it's strawberry, vanilla, chocolate.
Ooh.
At Ozona, I have a peanut butter cake there.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes just like a Reese's cup.
That sounds so good.
I also have strawberry shortcake cake and pina colada cake.
Oh, I think that's the one I tried, was the strawberry shortcake cake, which is one of my faves, and it was really good. Really good.
The pina colada has rum, pineapple, and coconut.
Oh, that sounds really good, too.
It's really good.
It's like pieces of pineapple in there?
Yes, there's pineapple in the cake and in the icing.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes. And most of the time I just ask people, like, what would be your dream cake?
Right.
And I make it happen.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like, you make up your own recipes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They're secret. So... I used to tell everybody what I put in my cake. Hey, guys.
No.
Stop telling people what you put in your cake.
It is a secret.
Yes.
That's awesome. So, yeah, one of my favorite cakes is actually, I never had it before. I was working with someone who did catering. It was a friend of mine, and she calls it a hummingbird cake. Yep. But it has like chunks of pineapple in it and stuff like that. So that pineapple cake sounds right up my alley.
Yes.
Yes.
It's really good. I usually give people a piece and then they're like, oh, I'm gonna diet.
Oh yeah.
And then they're like, wait, I just get another one. Oh, get another one.
That is a great idea, because you know what? Tasting is believing. So if you go to these network things, what you should do is make some mini cupcakes or something and just give one to everybody and be like, hey, check this one out. Oh, look how cute that is. That is so cute. What is that? Just a baby cake?
It was supposed to be just like kind of like what, you know, supposed to look like a mini cake, but... It does.
I think that's cool, though.
Yeah.
What if you wanted to have mini cakes because to have different flavors?
Everybody's like, those look so cool. I'm like, I guess I can make that. I made the little Oprah cakes. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
They're just little, like, 5 inches, and then they put a little cupcake on top of that one.
Oh, that sounds great.
People, maybe, like, 15 years ago, people used those as, like a little... gift at a wedding.
Yeah, that's like a really good idea.
Yeah, people did that back then, so we had to make them at the bakery that I worked at.
Oh, that's awesome. No, like I said, like, you know, because if you were having a party or something, instead of just saying, oh, yeah, you know, I want this type of cake, what if you want chocolate and vanilla and pineapple and carrot cake and this one? You know, you could do those and do just different variations. Everybody could try everything.
Exactly.
And they're super cute, guys. You got to go check out her Instagram, Tracy's Tasties. You gotta go check it out. She's so talented. You need to be like on a show.
Yeah,
and you can call Tracy at 727-226-2570.
And place an order.
Yeah, Tracy's Tasties. And like I said, you got to go check out her Instagram because you won't believe the pictures. Like, seriously.
And Facebook.
Yeah, and Facebook.
Yeah, I decorated for a long time. Now, when I've had people's cakes, like, I would go to a wedding and I taste the cake. I'm like, oh, this cake is beautiful. And then I taste it.
And it's
tastes
not
like
good,
a sponge,
right?
And yes. I'm like, why? Like,
I see. That's one problem I have with especially the wedding cakes. I feel like, first of all, they let it sit too long.
Yeah.
Because if it's something that is a big cake, I know they let it sit for a little while, like, because they decorate and they do this and end stages. So that's one thing. Secondly, I hate the... what do you call it?
The fondant.
That. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's cool looking because it looks pretty, but it does not taste that good.
Right. But if the cake tastes good, the icing doesn't even matter.
You're right. But I'm an icing and a cake kind of a person. Like, I could just eat the icing. Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful. I mean, just so beautiful. But see, the thing I remember about your cake is it was so moist.
Yes.
That's the key right there, because you don't want a dry cake.
Yep, it's nice and moist, and you can taste all the flavors.
Oh, there's a cell phone cake. That is so cute.
Yes. And it's all edible. Yep.
Oh, the cell phone was edible, too?
Yes.
Wow. That looks real.
Yep.
It looks like a real, like, iPhone.
I have an edible image machine, so I can make logos, and it prints it out in a buttercream, like, sheet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the sheets
So edible. Look, guys, that is something that not anybody, in fact, I can't even think of where a actual bakery, besides if you go to a big chain store,
yeah.
which I don't really care for. I mean, I don't really care for their cakes, honestly. But, like, you know, up north, pretty much every couple blocks, there is a bakery of some type where you can get bread or you can get cookies or you can, they don't have that here. So you just need to get on Instagram, call her up. Her number is 727-226-2570, 727-226-2570 at Tracy's Tasties, and you can have a fresh homemade cake for any occasion.
Any image. People.
Any yeah. image, a picture.
So if it was like a baby's first birthday, that would be so awesome. Or what? I mean, anybody mm-hmm. would love that. Or, I mean, like, if your grandma's turning 85, you could put her picture on there. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. Or even, like, a reminiscent picture of somebody that is older that maybe put, like, a childhood picture.
Yeah. Or yeah. for, like, a funeral, you know, you right. got the person's.
Oh, that would be so nice. Yeah.
Picture. Yep.
That is, wow, I've never actually heard of that.
Yeah.
So you have a machine that actually digitally does pictures. That's so cool.
Yeah, they had them. At a lot of the grocery stores, the machine.
Oh.
But it costs so much to fix them, so they started yeah. getting rid of them.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, really, like I said, that's the only ones I see around here, really, yeah. is those grocery type store. Of bakeries inside the grocery store. And I remember they used to really have some pretty decorated stuff, like if you have to run in last minute and, oh, you know, I'm going to grab this cake. They don't, everything looks the same and it's all just a yeah. flower and that's it.
Like, and cakes are fun. People are really taking it to a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah. Like I've seen one of my friends, she had cupcakes with her colors for her bridal shower. And it was amazing. Like, they did silver and teal, and it was gorgeous, gorgeous. Yeah. Actually, was a friend of yours, Shoddy's girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you may have even done the cupcakes, because you work with her a lot. Yeah. I don't know.
I do some of her cakes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's funny.
Yes, it is a small world. Crazy.
Yep, and I do the gold, where the gold looks like metallic.
Right, right. Yep,
on that one right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
And, you know, the holidays are going to be coming up soon. So, everybody, if you want to impress your guest, like, with a nice cake or cupcakes or have a party, you got to call Tracy.
Yes, call me.
For sure. And, like I said, you work every place. I mean, not just Pinellas County, but Hillsborough County as well.
Oh, yeah. I deliver my cakes to Tampa. I've delivered to Brandon, to St. Pete, Clearwater.
Awesome.
Pasco.
Now, how do you feel about, like, maybe some cupcakes infused with Ciroc?
If that's what you want, well, I'll so make
you,
it happen.
You, so you could do that,
she
right?
She already says she did a pina colada, right?
Yes.
Right, but I'm thinking that particular cake flavor with maybe or some tequila, you know.
Somebody asked about the Bacardi.
Right, right.
Like, can you make a cake with Bacardi? I'm like, sure.
Right. Oh, whatever, yeah, like a rum cake, sure.
It's a rum cake.
Yeah.
Let's do a rum cake.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants a rum cake.
Yes.
If you're
sure.
just joining us, we're talking to Tracy mm-hmm. from Tracy's Tasties.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 727-226-2570. And if you want to get in touch with her on Facebook or Instagram, it's Tracy's Tasties, TracyesTasties. That's Tracy's Tasties.
Right, and you have a website as well. It is tracystasties.com.
Yeah.
Spelled the same way.
Yeah, and I have a little gallery there with all my pictures. I'll be adding some more.
You have to see it.
Yeah, you guys do. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you do.
So now you can take an image of anything. So if I said I want a Superman cake.
Yes.
Can you do a Superman cake?
Yes.
She can do the best Superman cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Standing, sitting. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right. So basically what you're saying is any image, you can do it on a cake.
Yes.
Any image.
Any.
That's awesome. And we're also joined in the studio with Norman. He is from Boost, and they just had a grand opening up in Palm Harbor. How can people get in contact with you, Norman?
That's Boost Mobile. We're over at 36037 US 19 Palm Harbor. Telephone number is 727-333-7696. And that's Boost Mobile.
Right, and you guys have some actually very good promotions going on right now. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right now we're trying to be competitive in the market. So we're doing a 4-4-100, a 3-4-100. And you also have the 4-4-100 is if you don't win any hotspot. And people that use hotspot know what we're talking about. The 3-4-100 come with 20 gigs of hotspot.
That's a lot.
And if you're one of those that are using it or a gamer, they have four for $120 a month, and it includes 30 gigs of hotspot. It has been flying out of the store.
Well, it's really good because, like, let's just say that you are out. I mean, even if you're a business owner or a business person that carries a laptop and a phone, and let's just say you need to use your laptop with a client or whatever, you can use the hotspot if you're not around anybody's Wi-Fi, and you can, you know, use your computer, correct, use your phone, or if somebody's not getting good service, you can bounce off the, you know, hotspot. So it really works well.
30 gigs, yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
You can't use it all. And it's streaming in 1080 for all those geek heads out there.
Oh, so, wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
That is pretty
fast.
That's super fast.
Yeah, and right now that's taxes and everything. It's going to be $100 if you pay with automatic. Or if you go into any of the Boost stores, it's $103. They're going to charge you
$3. Right, right.
All right. And also, if you right now, if you switch from any of our competitors and come over to Boost, you can get the iPhone 6 32 gig for $29.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Actually, we just did that deal with Brian's daughter. Yes, we sure did. Because
right.
you can't beat that price.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Well, yeah. They extended it. It was supposed to end last month. I guess they did pretty well with it. So they just told us that we have until the end of this month.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, guys, so come out there, switch from your other company that you're paying way too much with, and get an iPhone for $30. No monthly payment, no $900 phone,
yeah.
None of that.
Yes.
Yeah, the iPhone 6 is still like $200 online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, used ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that's used ones. Yep. So come out and check it out. And you have a lot of other phones, too. Like, I mean, you have a lot of different Androids and different phones like that.
We do. We're
carrying. I mean, you even have some free phones, though, if you switch over.
If we are carrying the LG Stylo 3 as a free phone, the LG X Charge. We also carry a Samsung J3.
Oh, yeah.
Just to name a few of the phones. I didn't bring them with me, so I don't remember all of
them. That's okay. Sorry.
Okay. Can you do a commercial for them?
I'd just like to say real quick, this is about Angie's Grill. And my friend over here, you're going to do a commercial too. And whoever does the best commercial gets a $20 gift certificate at Angie's. I don't know how we're going to vote. Maybe it'll be a tie and they'll both win.
There you go.
But I didn't say Thai restaurant, I said Chinese. Wait, Angie's Grill. They are the most loving couple. I mean, you know, they say express love wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you express your joy by singing and dancing. Like, you can tell someone's happy just by watching them, seeing them, see the smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
When I walk in there, when I look at this lady and this husband, and I could see the way they look at each other.
That is true. They're so sweet.
They're probably the most love. And they say, where love is what? Who's there?
God. But they really, like, they do. They love each other. Like, they just look at each other and
they're genuine.
Awesome, genuine people. Yes.
And they call it an aura.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the aura of Angie's Grill is love.
Yep.
And it's, you know, remember, what was that thing? No, Shaq, whatever. You know the one? Love Shaq?
Love Shaq, P-52.
Oh!
B-52. Can you get that song?
No, we are not going to play Love Shaq. Okay,
you're doing a great job over there.
No.
I like the way you're paying attention. We're going to play the Love Shaq in the after this
really?
Is all over. Yes. Can you set that up, please? The Love Shaq. Yeah. The song Love Shaq.
You got to explain that one to Vaughn because he's like
18,
young.
19. But anyhow, let's see these two guys do a commercial for Angie's Grill. And then... we'll let somebody vote.
Okay.
I'm putting my money on Norman. I'm putting my money on Norman. Okay? My money, who's your money on?
Well, if you're going to go with Norman, then of course I'm going to go with Tracy. And girls got to stick together.
Ready? No dead air
time on radio, so when you hear, okay?
Are you ready, Norman?
Yeah, okay. I can talk about Angie's Grill.
It's 1, 2, 3, go.
All right, if you're looking for a great grill home style cooking, let's go down to Angie's Grill. It's located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater. Telephone number 727-441-2644. You're looking for anything from steak and eggs to an old-fashioned hamburger. Angie's Grill, where they always have a daily special.
Awesome. That was very good. And that's true. And everything there is homemade.
I eat there. I'm going to tell you right now. All right. Outstanding.
Yes. Very good. She does everything homemade. It's so good. All right. So are we putting you on the spot? You don't have to do it if you don't want to.
A little meatloaf. When you're going there, get the meatloaf.
Right. The meatloaf and their spaghetti is really good, too.
I love the meatloaf. Okay. And that's not on anything. I just know this.
Yes, foodies now.
All right, so okay. Now Tress is going to tell us about
Angie's Grill. It's real home cooked style breakfast, yeah. Lunch. They have buy one lunch, get one half off steak and eggs $4.95, and 20% off any item menu. Or many items.
That's okay.
And they're located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, Florida. Phone number is 727-441-2644. And they're...
Gotta go check them out. All
gotta
right.
Go check them out.
you did great. So do we have DJ Ideal on the phone? All right.
Yeah, you made us hungry.
Oh, cool. All right. So where are you guys at today? What city are you in?
We're in Kingston, upstate New York right now.
Oh, awesome. I love New York.
We were enjoying some lakeside by Saratoga by the raceways up there.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Right. Yeah, we just got back from Ibiza. And,
really? I want to go to Ibiza. Yeah. You should have called me.
We tried getting everybody to go, you know. But,
oh, my God. Yeah. I would so be down. You got to call me when you go places, for real. The last time I talked to you, DJ Ideal, I think you were in Cali.
So yeah, I still am. I actually go back home to California this Saturday, as I have a gig in Mexico on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Wow. So you're just a world traveler. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a Cali girl, not Mexican.
Oh, you are? Yeah, I didn't know you were from Cali. Yes. Oh, very cool. Yeah. That is awesome. So we're in the studio with Tracy today. I don't know if you guys were tuning in. She makes these cakes. Guys got to check them out, like, for real. They are so pretty, but they're so good.
All right, cool.
Awesome. So what do you got going on, guys? And so we have DJ Ideal, and we also have Lady Verse, right?
And DJ Glow coming in from DC.
Oh, so we have Matt, yeah. DJ Glow on here, too. Oh, my gosh. We are so blessed today. We have all three of them.
Wonderful. Dr. Records in the house.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. For sure. Right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have going on, DJ Ideal?
Yeah. The main thing that we have going on right now is we're promoting our new song, Keeper, which just came out a couple of weeks ago, and fortunately right now is still on the Beatport charts, moving upwards, and we just got featured yesterday on Dancing Astronaut's Spotify playlist, which is great news for us, as well as on a playlist on the front page of SoundCloud as well. So we're getting some good feedback, you know.
Wow, that's really good. That's impressive. So if somebody wanted to check out the song, is there other ways that they can find it as well besides Spotify and SoundCloud?
Yeah, they can go to our website for Daca Records, which is the record label that it was released on.
Right.
And basically any outlet for purchasing tracks, you'll find them there as well. Okay. iTunes, et cetera.
All right. So you can find it on iTunes. So that's Keeper with DJ Ideal. And you guys got to go on SoundCloud or Spotify or on Apple, and you'll be able to find it. Download it, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Beatport
as well.
Okay, and Beatport too. Yes. Awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of what inspired you to come up with this song?
You know, it's actually funny. Ideal and I met last year in Ibiza, and I played him kind of the idea of this song, which I had written maybe 8 or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was working at Webster Hall, and I was driving. I had a really long commute. It was over 2 hours there and back, and I would drive there in one night, and I would write this song in my car. So fast forward 10 years later, we met in Ibiza last year, and 1 year from pretty much from the date, we released the track while we were there, you know, doing our little PR push. It was just some amazing timing, really.
Oh, wow. That's an awesome story. So you guys actually linked up in Ibiza. Wow. That is so cool. So
yeah, you know, I she played me the track on some, some headphones that we took, and I heard the track almost like close to the end of the trip, and it was more of like a R&B-ish vocal, and what I heard in my head as far as what it could become for dance music, I think it's kind of hitting right where we wanted it to, and we're fortunately getting the love and exposure to the track that I think back then I thought it deserved as a non-dance music track. So it's cool to see it transitioning into a present-day model of what the track has become. And it's still going to have more to come.
That is so awesome. I love you guys' story. That's so great. Like, that's very cool. It came out a year later almost to the date. I mean, you met in Ibiza. Like, who can say that? You know what I mean? Like, really, who can say that?
And even timing-wise, it's really cool, like, with some of these tracks coming out by people like Bill Kenny and, you know, Camel Fat, this sort of sound with, like, rapping meets electronic music. Mm-hmm. Sort of this new flavor that's coming around, so now it's like a platform, whereas before, I think, mixing the genres was kind of frowned upon, and now we're finding all these kind of interweb genres in between.
Right. I like it. I like it a lot.
Cool. Wow. Well, yes. We hope so. That's
real. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take just a few minutes and we're going to actually play the song. So, everybody, take a listen. We're going to play Keeper with DJ Ideal and Lady Verse.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm a keeper.
All right. That was awesome, guys.
Yeah, glad you like it. That's actually the Omega Squad remix, which is more of like the breakbeat remix.
See, we weren't sure which version to play. Yeah, because we had four versions. So.
Yeah,
that was a great one, though.
It was number one for, I think, 11 days straight. Pretty much.
Awesome.
The charts on Beatport. Yeah, very exciting stuff.
It's great, and I love your voice. You have a really, really...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really like your voice a lot. Yes.
Awesome.
You know, I work with a lot of different artists, too. Maybe you should collab with somebody, because they're always looking for female singers. Like, your voice...
Sign me up.
Yeah, your voice is very, very good. I think it would fit well with a couple different people I know.
Cool.
Yeah, you know.
Sidebar.
Collabs are definitely a great thing. She has a collab right now in the works with Greg Della.
Nice.
And
DJ Dank as well.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, a couple of things bubbling, but definitely always down for new projects. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's all thanks to DJ GoGlo. Like, he's just awesome.
Yeah, GoGlo.
And really, I've known him for a long time, and he's just gotten better and better and better. And I just think it's great. That's what I was just saying. I remember way back when he was stuck with what we called techno at the time. And I was like, no. And he was like, it's great. It's going to come back. And I'm like, it's not. It's not coming. And I was wrong.
GoGlo's great. He's also a great producer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well. I like a lot of the songs that he like remixes, because it makes me want, you know, made me want to listen to and check it out. Because, you know, when you're younger, people think, oh, I'm only going to listen to this, or I'm only going to listen to that. But I like how the genres are like coming together, and it's a completely new genre, which is great. Like, I love it.
Yeah, I think I relate with that a lot. You know, growing up, I thought I hated electronic music.
Right?
Not very good electronic music. And then I went to Miami and I was like, oh, I get it now.
You know what? That is exactly what happened to me, too.
Really?
It is. Awesome. Yes. I went to Miami, and it is such a different, like, world. Like, it was so different. But I was listening to the, but they would mix it. See, it wasn't just, you know what I mean? Like, everybody is doing now. They would take a bass and a song, and they would mix it. And I'm like, wow, that sounds pretty cool, you know? So, and then they had a lot of the, like, Cubano music mixed with the tech. And I was like, okay, like, you can really dance to that. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, some of that soulful house stuff.
Drums
and stuff. Yeah.
Yep, and then I started to DJ GoGlo. I remember he remixed a song, I think it was with Snoop, and I was like, hey, like, I really like that, you know, because at first I'm thinking, everybody's like, oh, techno, the tech, no, it was so great.
That's good. That was actually a track that came out on our Ndata Records as well.
Yes, yes, so with cool. Snoop, right?
Yeah, that was featuring Snoop Dogg. Yeah, you know, Douglas' remix actually did really well with the release. It's nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, with remixers, that's the fun part about remixing. We do it in a way where we allow the quote-unquote remixer to do their own original track, you know? And so, like, for the other three Keeper remixes, you know, they came from the West Coast, which is Masivo, Dos Locos from Mexico City, Omega Squad from San Diego, and all of them have, like, a very unique sound to the track. So although we call them remixes, they are all technically like original tracks.
Right. That's what I like, because every area actually has its own sound. So when you put those people together, it like makes this whole new genre of music, I think, is awesome. Like, there's an artist that's actually down here in Orlando that DJ GoGlo actually introduced me to as well, AJ Salvatore. I think you guys, especially with your voice, you guys could do something banging together. Like, seriously. Cool. Yeah, he's blowing up on Spotify right now, like, for real.
Wait, we're looking him up right now.
Yep, AJ Salvatore. He's on everything, AJ Salvatore. Cool. Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's a young guy, but he's doing really well. Like, I think two of his songs are blowing up, like, huge. Like, huge. He just got a record deal because of it. Because he had so many listeners on Spotify.
You know, it's amazing. We were actually on the way home just on our last leg from London. we were watching the Avicii story. It was a documentary, which was actually put out before he passed. You know, and they were showing how he really just made it because he was so hungry. Like, the producers he was approaching were headliner producers, but he wasn't just sending them a track once in a while. Like, he was sending them, like, five tracks a week. Like, he was just making all this music, and he was, like, a 17-year-old kid.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I never assume because of age that someone doesn't, like, it really was amazing to find out how much he was actually creating.
Well, this at guy... such a young age. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, AJ, I mean, I just have so much respect for him because not only is he working on his music, but he just graduated from college, like, just, like, a few months ago. Yeah, so he's going to school. He's doing all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, last week we had the guy on that sang the song with Snoop Dogg.
That's who we're talking to DJ Ideal right now, actually.
Is that the guy?
With Docker Records, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, he did it. Remember I said that's probably the best song I ever heard?
Yes.
And how many, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years.
Yes.
That's a hope song. That's a message of hope. And anytime you have a message of hope, like if you're at the end of your rope, there's always hope. Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Right.
And that's the deal with this guy. He's just, everything about him is cool. We're going to go to our next caller real quick. Stay on the line. We got Brian on the line from the Tint World. How you doing, Brian?
Good. How are you, sir?
Yes, right now we're going to be... So what's going on in the tint world?
Busy. Been busy, busy, busy. Lots of tint, a lot of stereos, you know, ceramic coatings. We do everything here. So.
What specials are you running today, Brian?
50 off any tint package right now.
All right, so that's 50% off any print package. And what's your address?
$50 off any tint package.
Okay. And what's your address?
It's 30950 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor.
Yeah, he just actually had a grand opening. He's located, like, right if you're going south on 19, right before you get to Curlew, he's located right on the right-hand side, right by, what is the furniture store? Leaders, right?
Leaders, yep, exactly.
Yep, like, right beside it.
And what's your cell phone number?
727-264-2043.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit about what you do over there. Like, you don't just do tint, you do a lot of stuff.
We do everything. We do car audio, we do custom fabrication for car audio, we do ceramic coatings for paint, we do detailing, we do, you know, car stereo, car alarms, you know, dash cameras,
vehicle wraps, paint protection.
Vehicle wraps. Paint protection, everything.
So, do you guys do, like, interior or anything over there?
No, we don't really do any interior work. But we do, you know, any kind of custom fabrication, too, you know. So, if you need, like, door panels made for a classic car or something like that, we do that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I watch the American Pickers all the time. They're always looking for somebody who can custom the old cars that they find and stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So, Brian, how did you get into... Haven't World?
I have another store in St. Pete. This is the second location.
Cool.
I've been in this industry for 28 years. So that's just what I've always done.
Right? Wow, that's a long time. Yeah. So you just decided to come and open up something, you know, a little bit north because it was doing so well down in St. Pete, I'm assuming.
Yep. That's something a little closer to my house, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a drive right there.
Yeah.
Especially with the 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock traffic.
Yeah, exactly. It's rough, for sure.
You know what? When I first moved here, the traffic was not like this. Like, over the last, like, 7 years or so, especially even the last couple years, it is just terrible, right? Or am I crazy?
I agree.
I mean, no matter what road you take, because I remember I used to go on, like, you know, Keene or something trying to avoid, like, 19 traffic. That doesn't work anymore either because everybody else does that, too.
I do that. I'm like, which one?
Right? Alt 19 is ridiculous.
Yes.
At, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have a lot of people, I think, that are moving here because it's great.
We need more overpasses.
Yes, yes. I do like the fact they took those lights out on US 19. It makes it much better.
Yes, I agree.
For that short period where they did it. Like, it really does. It does help.
Yeah, it's worth the wait.
Yes. So what else are we doing over at Tent World, Brian?
I mean, we've alarms. Been pretty busy.
Oh, starts. You do alarms too?
Yep, car alarms, yep.
Absolutely. Oh, cool. So do you actually do, like, the work, or do you just have the guys do it in the back?
No, I do it as well.
Like, 28 years, I would hope.
Well, I was thinking maybe he's like, hey, it's time to pass the torch to somebody else.
Yeah. No, there are other installers here, for sure. I'm all hands-on, for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. So, wow, guys, you're getting 28 years of experience. Like, you can't beat that. I bet he knows so many little tricks and so many little ways to fix things that nobody else would even think of.
Yep. And we're talking to Brian at Tent World, www.tentworld.com.
Yes, and you guys can give him a call at the new store in Palm Harbor at 727-264-2043, or if you're located around the St. Pete area, you can call 727-341-9595. And the website is tintworld.com.
Yep.
And you guys have really competitive prices as well. Like, I was the one that was in there that day asking you about the window tint and the different packages and stuff that you have, and right. about some of the stereos and stuff. And, you know, I've priced around everywhere, and really, they're awesome. They're right on point, much lower right. than other places.
Yeah, we try our best, for sure. I mean, there are a lot of companies out there that you will find that are cheaper, but they're also selling Chinese film, and we always try to educate our customers on the qualities of film, you know, so they know what they're paying for. You know,
right.
you're getting a $99 tint job, it's probably a cheap film.
And you get what you pay for. But, I mean, what is yep. Do you have any type of a guarantee with the tint?
Yeah. We have our first package that we have is a one-year warranty, but anything, the three other packages we have above that are all lifetime warranty films.
Yeah, see, that's what I wanted to make sure, because I was pretty sure that's what you told me. Like, a lifetime guarantee on your tent, guys. And this is Florida.
Yeah.
So sometimes it just gets so hot that, I mean...
So it's bubbling up.
Yeah, it might, but or if anything, or if your kid decides, hey, I'm going to try to pull this off today, or something like that, you know, you can come back in and you guys will fix it right up for them.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, because honestly, I did one of those cheaper tint packages, and it was awful. Well, first of all, it was so dark. I mean, I wanted a darker tint, but I didn't want to not be able to see at nighttime out the window. Like, I literally had to put my window down sometimes if it was, like, no streetlights, because I could not see to take a turn. Like, it was so dark. And then it started to peel. Like, I mean, it wasn't even on very long, and it started to peel. I was like, oh, see, you do get what you yeah. pay for.
Mine's been on for 3 years, and it's bubbling up. Yeah. Oh, not even a full 3 years. Oh, that wow. was at a car dealership. Like, they did it there.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That stinks.
Yeah, I wish I had a lifetime
yeah,
warranty.
You got to come in and check out Brian. He can fix that up for you.
Exactly.
And yeah. the new location is over on... US 19 North, 30950, Unit B.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Brian. And you
well,
hang
you for
in.
Having me.
Oh, no problem. And if you guys want to give a call, that's the Palm Harbor store at 727-264-2043. And if you're in the St. Pete area, you can call 727-341-9595. And that's tintworld.com. So thank you so much, Brian, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right.
All right. So do we still have DJ Ideal and DJ Go Glow and Lady Verse on the line?
Go Glow.
We do.
All right. So you guys, yeah, if you want to check out DJ Go Glow, you can go to glowchildrenplaying.com. That's his website, and there'll be a link there to all his music and all the things that he's got going on, or any events or anybody he's working with there. That's glowchildrenplaying.com. And then Ladyverse, how about you give us your little stats where we can find you?
I'm pretty easy. I'm Ladyverse. Hey.
Hey. See, he's a guy. Yes.
I've been trying to be so good on my best behavior and not curse. No, so it's at ladyverse.com, or you can at facebook.com/ladyverse.
Instagram.com/Ladyverse, Twitter.com/Ladyverse. I'm pretty much Ladyverse everything.
So. All right. Well, that's good. You got to brand yourself so everybody knows. That's who I'm looking for.
Yes, yes.
All right. And so, DJ Ideal, how can we find you?
Pretty much same thing. DJIdeal.com, from everything from my Wikipedia to my .com or Facebook. And also check out the record label, DocoRecords.com, so you can see all the past tracks, like Go Glow's remix of Snoop Dogg and many others, like Afro Man.
Yes, for sure. And that song that we listened to earlier, guys, go check it out. Go download it. Go purchase it. It's called Keeper with DJ Ideal and Ladyverse. And go, go, glow.
Go, glow.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. And you guys have a great weekend. And, hey, the next time you go to Ibiza, you better call me.
All right. I'll party down there.
For sure. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thank you too.
All right. All right. So, how about you tell us a couple more times how we can find you at Boost, Norman?
Well, Boost Mobile over in Palm Harbor. We're talking 303-36037, US 19 North. We're in the shopping center with the Mexican restaurant. There's a bagel shop. There's a pawn shop.
Nail shop.
A dentist. An eyeglass. So
everything. And a new bagel shop, which is my brand new client. You guys got to go check him out as well.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno's. It used to be Bagel Boys, and
no, Bagel Boys. He owns both.
Oh, that's right. I thought he would.
Yeah, no. Bagel Boys is still
name.
Around, people.
Oh, so he kept the name.
And Bagel Boys.
Okay, so we
one.
Have Bagel Boys still, and we have now Buongiorno, which is a new one.
Correct.
Same owner.
Yes.
So great bagels. Yes. He does a really good job. Yeah, and hopefully, real soon, he'll be working with our friend here, Tracy, with Tracy's Tasties. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because he doesn't have any baked goods like cakes or anything. So,
But he's going to soon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also,
make
like
sure
I said,
you go in and ask for him. Let's get Tracy a plug.
Yes, that's Frank. Yeah. You gotta, so, guys, you got to go check out tracystasties.com and you can give her a call at 727-226-2570. And again, that's Tracy's Tasties with two S's on the end. And you can find her on Instagram and Facebook at the same, Tracy's Tasties. And is there anything else that you would like to tell us? Do you have any specials?
And the website.
Oh, yeah, and the website.
TracysTasties.com.
Two S's at the end.
Yes. So do you ever do any kind of specials or do you have a... any other ways people can get in contact with you?
Just the phone number, the website, Facebook, Instagram. I do have free delivery right now.
Awesome.
I can buy a cupcake and you'll deliver it.
I'm sure I can.
Well, she, you know what? She might deliver it when she goes to get her nails done.
Oh, yeah.
She might. But she might, Norman.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
So
I think we're going to have to order some of those pineapple ones with maybe some Ciroc in there. Like, that would be awesome.
Yes. And also, go try my cake at Ozona Blue.
For sure.
Yes.
Yes, that's awesome. Ozona Blue is awesome, too.
Yes,
like, you can go swimming there. You can go eat some good food and then get some great desserts.
Yes.
Any other
hopefully soon, Molly's. Molly Goodheads? Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I do like events for other restaurants like Flamestone or Cafe Pont.
I know them. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Those
any
are
place
all
on
very.
The weekends, like any of the farmers markets or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm working my way up there.
Yes. Well, I think soon we're going to be getting her branched out to some new areas because you know what? Half of my clients are restaurants, girl. And yes, I can think of several that would be very interested. So like I said, bring some samples along. We'll have some meetings.
I will.
And we'll get you hooked up.
Speaking of hooked up, let's get over to Boost, okay?
Yeah,
and
get your new phone hooked up.
Special. That's right. We'll get you hooked up.
That's right. Because you got what you've got the best specials right now. Three lines or
three,
four.
400.
Right.
One line for $50. If you want two lines, it would be $80. We're going to give you a $30 discount on that. Right now, we have the iPhone 6, 32 gig for $29.
That's awesome. And if you switch your plan from another company, there's even free phones available.
Yes, there are.
And you can do the 3 lines for $100 or the 4 lines for $100, and you get a lot of hotspot. You get 20 gigs with the 3 lines.
On the 4 for $100, there is no hotspot, but the 3 for $100 does have hotspot.
Okay.
Nice. So, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. But we're finding the kids didn't need it.
That's funny. They're like, Mom, please, let's go to Boost.
Yeah. Also, if you... if you're looking for wholesale tires, Noble Wholesale Tires and Automotive Repair, they're over at 1755 Gulf de Bay Boulevard. That's 727-408-5155. They do free estimates, tire repair, and they price match.
And they are awesome and honest because Lawrence, who owns that, he is one of the sweetest human beings that I've ever met in my life. So if you don't want to get ripped off and you want to hear the truth, go over to Nobles.
Once again, that's Nobles Wholesale Tire and Automotive Repair, 727-408-5155. Oh, and there it is. I hear the B-52s.
All right. I guess we'll close off the show. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.